You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
I remember when that shit came out. Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Hell yeah, man.
Get low.
Get low. Let me see you get low.
Like. Yeah. And yeah. It was like a lot of yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Do it, lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the boots with the fur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to it then.
You know. Mm-hmm. Gotta get low.
And it is still played today.
It is.
Still, it's people old, jam to old, that song old, to this day. Maybe to the window. To the wall.
Do it, lady.
That's where they go.
Yeah. Just let y'all down my ball.
Yeah. And then they had the audacity to put the word skeet in it.
Skeet.
That's before anybody even knew what the fuck skeet was.
It was the one, too.
It was the one.
It was the skeet.
That's the money skeet, shot skeet. Right there, man.
And then it became, let me see that skeet. It evolved.
Yeah, it went everywhere.
Let me see it.
And then later on, it evolved to skirt. Like, where the hell did that come from?
That's what happens when you try to fart and you really need shit.
Oh, it's a skirt. I skirted myself. I'm sorry.
I had a little incident like that earlier.
I'm sorry.
I'm pretty familiar with how it all works.
I know the skirting.
Skirt.
He definitely skirted himself.
Skirt.
Mr. Coachline said I could.
Yep. It's okay.
Mr. Coachline.
I am ready for Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
have
me
y'all
too,
seen
man.
The trailer for it yet?
I haven't. It's
good. Oh, it scares me how good it is. Because I'm like, if the trailer is that good.
I've seen some like commercials the rest with Shooter of
the
McGavin.
The rest of the movie better be. I hope they didn't put all the good shit in that bitch.
Usually, Sandler usually does put the. He does
put the high points. But, yeah.
It had some. I was like, oh.
But now there's as always, there'll be some hidden gems.
Yeah, there'll be some little cameos.
It gets better with time, dude.
Yeah.
Like I would. Like
I hated Grown Ups 2 for the longest, and then like the more I watched it, the more it grew on me.
I like Grown Ups 2 better than 1.
I don't know that I've watched 1.
It's
really? I've watched 2.
Yeah. 2 is goofy. It's goofy.
It's got its moments though. It's got its moments.
But yeah, like I usually skip the first 30 minutes. Because it gets so damn ridiculous with Nick Swardson.
Oh, yeah. He'd be doing it. Old right. Nick.
That was Adam Sandler. Happy Gilmore 2 out in, like, what, 10 days?
Yeah.
I watched the official trailer for King of the Hill.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Bobby's a sous chef. Or a sushi chef.
Sushi.
Not a sous chef, but a sushi chef.
Oh, that's hard to say.
Yeah, sushi chef.
Did he marry an Asian lady?
I didn't pay that much attention to it, I'll be honest.
Is she from Laos?
I don't think him and Connie got together. That's she not knows, what I got.
No.
Does she know Sing Zhao?
Konnichiwa.
Okay, yeah.
That's just taking a turn that I was not expecting. Well, yeah, no. The King of the Hill trailer was pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
They show Dale kidnapping Hank. So, I was scared that Dale wasn't going to be in it because, you know, his voice died.
Yeah, true.
Ah.
Did he use chloroform at least?
I don't know. They didn't show that part. They just showed, like, Hank, like, tied up in Dale's basement.
Dale looks like a chloroform kind of guy.
Yeah, he is a fucking creeper dude.
He looks like he's going to have a pocket full of chloroform, you know.
Or a red hypnol.
Oh, maybe, you know. I don't know. He could. Mm-hmm. He probably made his own out of that bug spray.
Yeah. Dale's dead, Hank.
The fan lore and, like, just everything about it when it comes to... Bobby, who the actual dad is, like just all the fan,
Bill, man,
all the fanfare, like it's pretty nuts. So it's like, are they gonna write some of that stuff in, like flashback and like confirm it?
They changed Bill completely.
Yeah,
he is bedridden.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
yeah. But,
hey, they could bring that out and be like, hey, you look a lot more like Bill than you do Hank.
Damn it, Bobby.
Oh, well.
You ever think about that?
And Bobby is apparently brewing beer.
Oh.
That's another thing.
He's a brewmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is he Hebrew? Oh.
Oh.
Doubt it. But, Jew
boy. Welcome you. Poor show, Stalin. What's up, John?
What up?
Well, how it do?
What's up, guys?
And that was my favorite section of the show, Movie Land.
There we are. We're there. What's streaming, bitch?
Shit, I watched something that was pretty good, but I can't remember the fucking name of it because, you know, I was fucked up.
No. Nah. Makes sense.
That's the way it goes. Makes sense. Watch this great show. It was awesome, guys. Let me tell you all about it. I don't remember anything,
but I know it was
Remember it was good.
I remember it being a piece of shit.
It was not a piece of shit to him at that moment.
But it, yeah. I mean, and the streaming services have gotten so weird because they autoplay now. So if you happen to doze off.
Yeah.
You'll and come back, come back to a completely different shit than you ever thought about.
Yeah. I dozed off, dude, and I'll be waking up to this like series. It's called Merlin and King Arthur, and it's like a 12-season show. Like during that time period,
there is a good show that's about Merlin. What's it called?
Merlin.
Probably, sounds about right.
I think that's what I've been sucked into.
That sounds like a perfect name for a movie or a show
Merlin. Yeah.
I was like, let's just call it Merlin. What?
Dark Wizardry.
I was like, well, wait a minute, you think you've got something here? Let's write this down. Whoa! All right, let's take wizard hat out of the thing. Let's take everything. We're going with Merlin. All right, yeah, that's it. They found it.
Yeah, I watched it. What was that fucking show called?
I think it was called Merlin. I think we came across that already.
No, I mean, it may have been. Oh, it may have been, but I don't think so.
But we've made it the name Merlin. Keep it there. It's Merlin.
Yeah, so this vigilante chick, she's like an anti-hero. Runs the rooftops at night. Shoots people with big guns. She uses laser eyes. Pretty cool.
Jeez.
Merlin.
That went a completely different direction. I thought I was going to go. Yeah. I was like, okay. Well,
all right. Yeah.
Good job. All right.
That's my Merlin.
Turned a wizard into like a Marvel movie. What the hell did you do? Yeah.
And it's starring Scarlett Johansson.
As Merlin.
Yeah.
As Merlin.
Wow. I heard the beard was all natural, too.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
it was made out of armpit hair.
Yeah,
it was braided together.
There's some other places, you know, they could pull hair from.
Yeah, like back of the knees.
Yeah, back of the knees, butt crack. Could you imagine walking around with butt crack hair?
Oh, wow!
I didn't see it going here.
Okay. I didn't either. I did not expect this episode to have the word butt crack and face in the same sentence, but it did. So we're here. We're here now.
Sometimes you just gotta ask for it. They're gonna let you dead ass for the bag.
If you didn't ask for it, I'm sorry. If you did, there you go.
Happy birthday. Welcome to the show. Welcome. Here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, viral video this week that was just absolutely impressive was a Canadian golfer went golfing and threatened to throw a guy into a pun, proceeded to do it, and then with every haymaker had him by the collar of his shirt and would say, bang.
Bang. Every time he hit him. Bang. Making contact. Bang. It's like, not only was he beating his ass, he was commentating.
Yeah. And I gotta say, like, the video, it, everybody on earth should see it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. A dude did not learn his lesson at all.
No, he just kept coming.
Yeah,
even after the guy kept knocking the shit out of him.
Get the hint.
He kept coming back all disoriented and shit. Yeah. Like,
I'm going to stumble
you. I'm going to get you this time.
That dude said,
bang!
Said,
bang! Bang! Enough! Enough.
Yeah, the guy beating his ass told him enough. I was like, I don't want to do that to you no more.
I don't want
to
punch you. Your face is hurting my hand.
It's like, stop.
Damn.
Yeah, well, you talking about, you going to bring up golfing, but you talk about the viral video of the century. You know, what about the little 10-year-old that was like singing Project Pat to the T in a Mexican restaurant? Man, doing karaoke in a Mexican restaurant, that had to be done in Mississippi. Had to be.
Had to be a Mississippi thing.
But man,
was it Bruce?
She was killing it. She was killing it.
She did. She knew every fucking word.
She was
to that song.
She was like, "What?
Chicken head? What?
Yeah, if you hadn't seen it yet, just search Chicken Head Karaoke and you'll get it. It's It'll a little girl in a Mexican restaurant singing Chicken Head.
There'll be a young lady with pigtails.
Yeah.
That was the first video I saw this morning. Actually.
I think it's probably
the universe smiled on
me. It's all over the place. Like,
and then right almost directly after that, I saw the video that the song that I showed you guys earlier, talking about going hard in the paint.
Yeah.
Not the Waka Flocka Flame song.
No.
Another
one. Yeah.
Very, very cool stuff. Yeah. In a different genre, almost like the Gores doing Gin and Juice.
And that song was so perfect back in the day.
It was.
I remember, when LimeWire and pirate music was big.
I'm up in many computers.
People thought it was Phish.
Yeah.
Is not Phish,
On LimeWire, it was actually labeled as Phish.
Yeah.
Back then, it didn't matter. You put anything on that label. And they'd be like, what? You can download what you think something, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I downloaded the wrong movie.
I remember.
Or maybe I downloaded the right movie.
I would be downloading, music and go to open the video, and it would be something completely not music.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It would just try to get them hits, because that was the whole thing. It was getting hits and getting the seeds and getting the
seeds.
Higher. Yeah, that was the whole thing behind it. So people would just clickbait you. Oh, that's what I want. No, that wasn't.
That's Arabic porn.
Yeah, well,
wow,
that lady is fucking a donkey.
It's like, this isn't what I wanted, but I'm glad I downloaded it.
Wasn't what I was looking for, but I'm gonna keep it.
Believe it or not, that's exactly why Two Girls and One Cup is so infamous.
Exactly, dude. That was, dude. Exactly that was how it was everywhere. Downloaded it.
Yeah.
It wasn't on porn sites. Yeah. It was on fucking LimeWire. And you remember this one? What, BearShare?
BearShare.
That shitty one. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. There were a whole bunch of different ones.
And then the Pirate Bay was the best.
Oh, yeah. Pirate Bay. I think I lost more computers off of Pirate Bay than I did off of LimeWire, though. All day.
So bad. I had that
CD book in the car. Yeah, nothing but burnt CDs. Yeah.
I still got it. It's in my bedroom right now.
I paid for LimeWire. When they gave
paid for LimeWire. That's about as bad as paying for damn YouTube.
Yeah, it is about as bad as paying for YouTube.
Yeah, we give them shit. It's cool. I like it.
And not YouTube TV either. Just YouTube.
Just YouTube.
Premium.
YouTube.
No, you don't have YouTube TV.
Do they not even offer that as a lump deal together?
You can't get it all together.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't want TV. I don't watch TV.
What would it cost the same? Would you not have it? You watch Tubi. Shit.
You be watching Tubi.
You have YouTube TV.
I do. Yeah.
So, I mean.
Here we go.
Yep. Full circle.
Another journey.
Watch out. The next episode.
Will he get YouTube TV?
I remember when I had YouTube TV for a little while when I thought,
that's where it was going.
That was where it was. That was what we were doing.
This is the thing, yeah.
I liked it. I mean, it was almost like having cable again.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
And then there was, some free ones took that same format, so I'm like, we don't have to pay fucking $21.99 a month for whatever this fucking streaming bullshit is. We can just watch it for free.
For real.
It's full circle.
Yeah.
Speaking of something you can watch for free, though, this show. And closed on Sunday. So that's
had the big show today.
Hey.
The artist out is good. She's good.
She did an awesome job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll say, well, it's the same. You still get your three-song set.
How far did she travel?
Birmingham.
But, that's not really a travel.
That's not super horrible.
That's the third guest we've had from Birmingham. And, it's getting further and further.
Yeah. You got somebody coming from Minneapolis or something.
Stiftones are coming down from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
We're going to have probably a band come down from Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Brains and cheese curds.
70.
Better have some fucking.
We got some Texas and Lamare. She's going to be coming. So, cool shows. But once again, even if it is like today, even if it's like a really cool show that you really should come, and it don't pan out like that, Whose fault is it?
Yours. Yeah. It's absolutely your fault. You need to put...
It would have been a... Yeah.
You need to be more specific in your advertisement.
That's a bullet, man.
I'm just kidding.
Three bullet points.
Straight to it.
I'm just fucking with you.
But, but yeah, it happens. Hey.
But no, I have learned in my years of doing things and trying to do things, people are habitually late for most everything.
Oh, I get that.
And if you have something that's time-constrictive, like close on Sunday, which is not really time-constrictive, but you got to get here to do this shit.
Yes.
You got to be like, guys, you got to be here at fucking 2:30. Show's gonna start at 3. Or 2:45 or some shit or whatever. And if they can't do that, then,
yeah, maybe I should, like, doors open at 2.
Doors open at 2.
And then it would be like today to where they started showing up at 4.
At 4. Or 3:30. Yeah. You might get a couple of, early comers.
I mean, you could just say it's a hard open at 3 and a hard close at 5. Or whatever, you know?
Fucking 5.
Yeah, whatever it might be. I was like, you better be here now or...
Or you're going to miss it. Yeah. And then that's your fault. It's actually their fault for missing it.
Yeah. But...
Oh,
it's raining.
Always. 15 minutes a day.
Ran again. Yep. But,
I left my cigarettes out there.
Uh-oh. I got a lot of shit outside. I gotta get that.
Oh, true. It is raining now. You can hear it. But anyway. I mean, you got things happen. Yeah.
Appreciate that. One step at a time, man.
Hey. You'll be able to see the three song set, so it was definitely worth
first
it.
First Porch Fest.
Very good.
Didn't go that good.
Yeah.
It's grown now.
Yeah.
This takes a little time.
You learn it, you figure it out. That's how it goes. Tweaking, run. Been there.
Weather. I'm going to, we already heard a little bit of it, but for those of you who saw the last episode, it's like if you only got one artist in their filmography, who would you pick? And I wanted to make a bet on who John was going to take.
Oh.
Nick Cage.
Let's see. I don't know who I couldn't call him.
Who else?
We're going to find out here in a few, though, when he gets back.
Jack Black.
I don't know. He seems like, I don't know. He might be a Seth Rogen kind of guy. I don't know.
Let's see.
Maybe not. We'll see here in a few. He didn't know anything about it. We're blindsiding him with it.
Blindsiding him.
Be quiet. Here he comes.
Don't tell nobody.
Hey, I got your cigarettes.
Appreciate it.
Nice.
Didn't say they're rolling papers.
Yeah, well.
Ah.
They died. That's okay. Everything else was closed, though, so.
All right. Good deal. So.
Yeah, we got something for you, John.
Where'd y'all go while I was away?
We built this question up.
Oh, God.
We went to last week is what we did.
Okay.
You pick one actor, and you get their filmography, and that's all you get to watch. What actor are you going to take?
Oh, Nick Cage.
Okay.
You got it. All right. Good deal. All Nick the heads, like, pop.
Nick Cage all day. All
right.
Because he's got so much shit. Like,
mm-hmm. He's got a lot of shit, but he's also got some good shit.
He's got a lot of shit. And then he's got... Ah, that movie's not bad.
Yeah, he's got National Treasure.
Dude, I love all those movies.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Those. And it might be real. I just can't believe anything anymore. But I swear it was an AI like article. It's like, National Treasure 3 in the making. I was like, ain't no way they bringing it back. I would not mind it.
Collabs with Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
They meet up.
And Ghost Rider's here.
One's trying to keep it, one's trying to steal it. I don't know.
You get the one where he fights the animatronics.
Oh, the
Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's Wonderland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Mandy was...
You get Wicker Man.
Wicker Man. I love Wicker Man. I like Wicker Man.
The Bees.
The Bees.
You get Raising Arizona.
Arizona shit. Is fantastic.
Gotta have that one.
What's it? Con Air.
Con Air's a great movie.
There you go.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Fucking great movie.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Like,
you get, there's a lot of stuff. You got
some
in there.
Versatile. You'll even get some horror.
Hey,
you'll
yeah,
get some
yeah, you
comedy.
Get long legs out of that shit.
Yeah, best all around. I'd say.
And
say,
then you got some kind of. Hey, here we are.
This is. I'm gonna watch this like, to go to
when,
sleep.
When
too.
I'm done with this, I'll watch that.
It might be that ironic thing that just like really becomes that banger for you.
Yeah, you never know. You might like, you know, this actually hits, and I've been sleeping on it.
Speaking of AI and movie posters, they have posted that they are doing Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas 2025.
Like what? Like that? What?
Fear and Loathing in Las
With
Vegas
a spear.
2025. Yeah,
gonna do it like. As of now?
No, it's going to be a movie. It's going to be...
Like, done in this time?
Yeah, in this
saying.
Time.
Not,
yeah, not in the
yeah,
70s.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be if Hunter S. Thompson had survived...
leave oh, Hunter geez. S. Thompson. Why don't you use, like, another field reporter from today?
Somebody oh, else they, that's
it's got to be Hunter, though, because it's going to be Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was the lead on the poster.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yes, I don't know. I watched.
We don't know what to believe anymore with AI.
I watched Fear and Loathing in Aspen. It came out a few years ago. It's actually really good.
Never even heard of that.
See, man, you're just not in the lore. You're not in that.
The lore.
Yeah.
Is this another Hunter S. Thompson? He was Fear and Loathing in Aspen?
It's same guy. Same guy.
What the hell?
He was a Hell's Angel?
Fear and Loathing in Austin.
He ran for sheriff. Did a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole bunch of drugs.
That's what he's known for.
Yeah. Psychedelics, mainly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And cocaine.
Whatever he can fit in the case. Yeah. But yeah, so. Yeah. What other news we got going on, guys?
And, man, that's one thing. I love AI. Because we get those great gorilla videos and Sasquatch
Yeti,
videos and Yeti.
Yeah.
But man, it's so hard to believe fucking anything. Like anything.
Oh, yeah.
News.
It's, yeah. Because anything could be anything. It's like, is this real? I'm going to find, like, usually whenever I go through and see something, I have to see it at least, like, 5-6 times before I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
this is
real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's just one, I'm like, whatever.
See,
and then once I start seeing it like multiple times, okay, this is probably real.
And that's so crazy how we had to live that way. Now,
yeah,
man.
I know. You just can't believe everything that you read. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve.
They always said that. You know, you don't believe everything you read.
That's right.
Or you don't believe everything you hear and all this shit. Well,
what do you believe?
What do you believe?
Yeah.
Can't what you're told.
I can't even believe my eyes anymore.
You believe what you're told.
You gotta listen to your heart and listen to your gut.
That's right. And you gotta get cold water from a blessed by an Eskimo in Alaska.
You gotta listen to your mama. My mama said.
And understand where happiness comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
And sadness.
Not the medulla oblongata.
Mama said they angry because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
Mama wrong again.
Mama's wrong.
Yeah. Let's hear what Mama has to say on the subject.
Thank you, Mama.
Well.
Yeah.
All right. Santa's back.
So, I've got a little news to share that I'm pretty excited about, to be honest
all
with
right.
you. So, y'all probably already know about this, and but it's okay. But, Deftones just released a new song.
I heard that. I heard they had released a new song.
And also announced a new album that comes out in August.
Okay.
And I'm pretty excited about it. Pretty excited about it. I mean, good new song's good. I love it.
I have to listen to it. I'm sure it'll be good because I like the Deftones.
It's Deftones.
So they don't
do
anything bad.
Really, they don't. It's just...
How long has it been since they put a record out?
It's been 5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say at least
come out
five.
2020, Ohms come out. And it's been 5 years, which I'm pretty sure... Well, they released that in the middle of COVID. They couldn't even tour.
Yeah, no, I remember that was one of the last songs that... I downloaded for the new rock show was the Deftones single they released.
Yep.
Man. Ain't that crazy?
Before COVID shut down everything.
Yep, that's what it was. So they couldn't even tour when they released their album. So they were already a few years behind anyway, just from that. So, but anyway, new one coming out. I'm happy. Go Deftones.
That is cool. I'm glad the Deftones are going to do something. Hopefully they
said because they're a piece of shit.
No, they're not, man.
And it's produced by Terry Date, who did Around the Fur.
It's gonna be fire.
For real.
Yeah,
I'm guessing like maybe just across fandom, like it's a little bit of relief, and it's been too long since they've done something. Like, what as far as like span of time?
That's Tool.
That
Tool.
Tool did 13 years.
Tool
did 13 years, and then brought out a fucking banger out. I liked it, even though every single song was at least 10 minutes long.
It was a piece of shit.
I liked it. It was long.
It had to be. I mean, for 13 years, I had to pile it all into one song.
I was a little disappointed in it, though, because...
Is this one long song?
No, not the whole album, but I mean, it's...
I thought that'd be funny. No, there... 46 minutes of the same thing?
No, it's like 70 minutes, but it's only like eight songs.
Damn.
Yeah, and there's maybe a few little interludes in there, too.
There's one song that's 17 minutes.
Yeah. Tempest is my favorite on there.
Yeah.
That's probably
that is a good tune, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. But
I didn't care for the single, the title track.
Fear Inoculum.
Didn't like it.
It was alright.
Had to play it on the radio. Anything I have to play on the radio, I'm like, I don't like it.
This is a radio play song.
Yeah, this is a radio song. It's a piece of shit.
It's a piece of shit. Real fans ain't gonna get this.
Yeah,
this ain't for the heads.
Real fans ain't even gonna know this is a song.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I thought that was the name of the album.
Skipping that.
Dude, what about updates? He's got one of the best food channels on Snapchat. Any new food reviews?
There's this new guy that is Chime Time. He shits on every restaurant he goes and eats.
Chime Time.
I like that guy.
All right. He's like, this is a piece of shit. This is,
no, he'll be sitting there eating and take a bite.
What do you think about it?
It's a piece of shit. It's a
piece of
shit. He'll be chewing on the bite and it'll not taste good or not taste right. He'll stop chewing and be like, ha ha ha, this is bullshit. Spit the shit out, man.
Hell.
Yeah.
He's hardcore. He's been in New Orleans this week.
Shitting on everything.
He's found a couple places down there he liked. But one thing to kind of discredit this dude a little bit, his favorite restaurants are like Arby's and Hardee's.
I relate.
I love Arby's, but I'm not going to say it's my favorite.
Favorite restaurant? Out of all restaurants or just fast food restaurants?
No, out of all.
Oh, God.
That's kind of nuts.
That's, yeah. You don't do that.
And he did a review.
I really like the curly fries.
They're my favorite.
He did a review on Arby's, and he's like,
"This is dog shit."
He's like,
"This is a classic roast beef. Look at how much meat you get in this sandwich."
Oh, he judges everything else based on the Arby's scale.
Yeah, I've heard of this. Yeah.
Yep, he's a happy member of the TISM.
Yeah, he loves it. He's like, I love Arby's. Their sandwiches remind me of my girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But, so what score did he give
them? Oh, the little Creole restaurant he found down in New Orleans. He gave them like 8 out of 10.
Oh, you about can't go wrong in New Orleans.
Now he was in St. Louis eating barbecue.
Mistake.
He didn't even get any barbecue. He got like burgers.
Gotta get a hot dog.
This macaroni and cheese is horrible.
He did. Every time he gets macaroni and cheese, he's like, this is garbage.
This ain't how mama used to make it. Motherfucker.
Hey, I saw where Big Tay, you know, he reviewed Papa V's, that place I was telling you about, the gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, this is from a gas station?
And then he did he did two brothers smoked meats in Starkville too.
Yeah, he was.
He did.
He overhyped that one.
Yeah. I like Two Brothers, man.
That's great, man. I'm happy for you.
Hell yeah.
It's good.
I mean, we weren't gonna judge you over one, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah, man, they got some good smoked meats.
How do you feel about a rapist?
What?
Arepa.
Oh, I'm sorry, I what?
It's right next door to Two Brothers.
Oh, okay.
I think they it's a Mongolian coffee shop where they make pita bread sandwiches and wrap them.
Like, kind of like Pita Pit down the road?
Well,
Pita Pit's actually.
I like Pita Pit.
A little more Mediterranean, but yeah, very close.
Yeah. To that. Damn Mongolians.
The Pita Pit is like.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The Subway of pita places.
Yeah.
So it was very funny. I was like, we got catered by those guys, Pita Pit.
Oh, yeah.
And they put MED, chicken, MED, steak, whatever. It stood for Mediterranean. But it was funny, like,
some of that
when I asked what it was, the person who made the sign, she's like, "It's Mediterranean."
Mediterranean. That's the first I've ever seen this word, and I read it. That's what it came out. Mediterranean.
I said, "Is that guy like being a vegetarian?"
You have to be a vegetarian. You have to be like Amish. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Mediterranean.
Okay. We got it right. Very funny.
I see what you're trying to say. I got you. Mediterranean. Wink, wink.
Mediterranean.
Mediterranean wall. Mediterranean. Never. Let me get some of that Mediterranean.
That mean M-E-D.
It blessed my heart.
Let me get some of that mid chicken.
Let me get that mid chicken.
Let me get that mid chicken.
Just because.
The medium sized chicken right there, please.
Just because of the pronunciation. I had to have it. It sold me.
Yeah.
Well, like, sure, I'll take that.
How was the product?
Mediterranean.
You were studying that all day, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll say that word.
You got that new thing on the menu, and you were like, Mediterranean. Yeah, that's it. Mediterranean. That's the one.
Hell yeah.
Mediterranean.
Man, I know I heard that word before. Mediterranean.
Yeah. I don't really remember what continent it was on, but it sounds European.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than you a pooping.
Yeah, better than you.
Well, you never know. Well,
there you are.
Keep going back to shit.
Yeah.
You gotta take a break every now and then. Yeah. Let it rest. I just got through cooking a steak. Let that thing simmer a little bit.
So who did you guys pick last week for your actors?
I took Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he's too fucking serious, man.
He's got his range in
him. Yeah, a lot of range.
Once
upon a time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well,
Fight Club.
I mean, they kind of talked. They talked it up and everything. I'm gonna say Woody Harrelson, to be honest with you. They talked it up for
Woody
me.
Harrelson. I like that dude.
That's range too.
He's probably one of my favorite actors.
Yeah. You would get anger management.
Yeah, you would. He would be in there.
Galaxia.
Yeah, for real.
I feel like dancing. I'm a lady. Whoop! No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
There we are.
Yeah.
Anger management.
Wow.
He whooped the hell.
Anger management.
John C. Riley's a monk. Him and Adam Sandler are getting a fight. It's pretty epic.
Well, that's what I was saying yesterday, too. John C. Reilly would be a good pick on that.
John C. Reilly would be.
I mean, you would get full range on that. I mean, you get everything from Gangs of New York to Dewey Cox.
I would kill myself.
You know, not really? A John C. Reilly guy.
Not a John C. Reilly fan.
What'd he do to you?
What was that show
he had? He's a piece of shit.
Cartoon Network. What was that fucking stupid ass show he had?
Oh, with, where he was the he did oh, the
Dr. Steve Brule thing.
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah,
pissed me the fuck. I hate that. I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. I don't even want
to
watch
it. Well, good thing you didn't pick it. You'd have to watch that first.
I'm like, man, I would never turn the fucking TV on again. I'd be like, fucking take that today.
That shit cracks me up.
You're yeah. like, what are you doing with your TV? I'm like, I'm using it for a table.
Like, you dig us?
Or maybe a plate. I don't know.
It's a little bit of both. I mean, yeah, I would just as soon never, like, if he was the only actor in only TV available, I would just wish TV had never been invented.
I was like, well.
Damn.
Yeah, he's not a good actor, man.
All right, what about an actress? We betted on that as well. I said Sydney Sweeney.
I'm a Mila Kunis fan.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I like her.
You get American Psycho 2.
Yeah. That came on when I dozed off during the movie one time. Oh God, let me turn this shit off.
Yeah. You get Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
There was a good one she was in. Get the 70s show.
Damn, Jack.
Yeah, I get that 70s show, man.
I can't control the weather.
I was disappointed in that 90s show.
You were supposed to be. It never had a chance.
No, it didn't. It did not. Even though I think there were a lot cooler shit that happened in the 90s that they could have did some stuff with, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They did what they did.
I was really excited when Red came back.
Oh, yeah.
But he had softened up so much. I was just like, this isn't real.
Well, because he was grandpa. Yeah, he wasn't dad. He wasn't putting foots in asses.
Yeah, he wasn't putting foots in asses anymore.
He was like, you know what? I'm going to be a grandpa.
A little more chill, though.
That's my favorite part, is I'm the gonna putting let, asses red.
Dumbass.
I'm going to let dumbass take care of it. Dumbass over here.
Dumbass take care of that.
He's like, hey, that ain't my damn worries.
Hell yeah.
That fucking rules. You know, that's what happens. Yeah.
I try to watch everything he's in.
What about, would you take the main character in that 70s show, like, he's been in a lot of films and shit.
Oh, you're talking about Eric.
What's his real name? I can't remember his real name.
I can't call it. Cobb's out here. He'd know it right off the top of his head.
He'd be like, Reddit.
Stephen Bruschi.
Maybe.
Yeah, Eric Fornum. Oh, we know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You would get Spider-Man 2. There's a few more out there.
Yeah, there's a few more.
I can't call them either.
Yeah, no.
What about Vin Diesel?
Oh, no.
No.
You'd have to watch all the Fast and Furious movies.
You get Riddick?
Yeah, that's a good one. Triple X is a good one.
Pitch Black.
Pitch Black, yeah. I remember, like, I was trying to explain to somebody about the Pitch Black Mountain Dew.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're like, it just came out this year.
No,
that shit has been out for forever.
Yeah, but it hasn't been out.
Yeah,
it came out, but it only came out for a little while.
Yeah,
there was one here on the shelf, and a guy bet he could funnel it. It had probably sat on the shelf for 10 years, and he funneled that damn thing. Mountain Dew Black, just off the counter shelf. He just took it down.
It was a regular Mountain Dew when it started.
Oh yeah. That's so wild.
Didn't even charge anything.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I charge him double.
Double what?
Double the money for the 10-year-old.
He brought the bet up. He made the bet himself and then took himself upon it.
Oh, those are the best kind of bets.
Oh, yeah.
Some you don't even have to get invested in. You can just watch.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
Like walking in, but like,
anything big happen at the liquor store this week?
We got millions of peaches.
I got peaches
for free.
Peaches for free.
That's right.
Millions of peaches.
Yeah, Chilton County peaches.
Peaches for me.
Update on our local streetwalker.
She don't come in and get your peaches?
She might.
She might.
Ooh.
She might. I was told that last week or the week before, she walked 82 butt-ass naked.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Reform needed a crackhead like that, man. I love it.
Yeah.
The chick at one of the gas stations, I think it was in Texaco, buddy of mine come to the store after he had stopped there, and he's like, "You know the Latina chick that works in there?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "When I pulled in to get some gas and go in there just to pay up for it, she was standing in the corner all worked up, and she said she had just worked down."
Hold on. Let's try that again. Put the words out this time.
She had just finished up.
No.
Get it together. Get it together now.
Let's breathe. Let's breathe and say our words.
Get it together.
She had just wrapped up working down the over in the parking lot.
Whooping her ass. She's like, "Damn, I'm tired." Bitch don't let up, does she? It's like, that's what you get for trying to fight a crackhead. And you're like, you know what? I'm squirrely, motherfucker. Shit.
You don't fight a crackhead.
I'm going to get you, sucker. That's what she's going to
say. Keep coming.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Alan couldn't even get the story out of here laughing so damn good.
Yeah, we almost had to put that one together for you.
Yeah, we're like, wait.
Hold up. What now?
That's just like fun imagery of just like,
yeah, I should get done whooping her ass in the parking lot.
a fiery Latina got her in a headlock and just feeding her.
He's like, "You see her walking down naked down the fucking road." That's
I
beat her. The clothes on that bitch.
I gotta meet this Tabitha.
Wow.
I need to frequent Reform more often.
Hey, you might meet her and be like, "Tabitha?" Yeah. Like, I've known you since then.
I'm going to ask my mom about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody in town knows her. She famous.
Okay, good. My mom won't ever.
Everybody talks about her. And you go into any store, you just say Tabitha. Ashmore. They'll be like, "Oh, shit." Yeah. Hey. Let me tell you.
You know, Brittany just got done working.
Yeah. I was like, "You going to?" It's like, "Yeah, I whooped her ass. Wasn't the best." Yeah, I'm talking about.
Like, the story is growing larger. Instead of what's been eating Gilbert Grape, she's going to be, "What the hell happened to Tabitha?
What's been beating Tabitha?"
So now, you're going to have to start beating her ass every time she comes in your store.
What store was this that was at?
Be like, "Tabitha, get the fuck out."
I have to do that sometimes.
What store was she at?
And then throw a bottle
talking
at her.
About it.
From now on, you have to say the fuck
Texaco.
Out.
The Texaco. Yeah. Throw a bottle. Whenever she comes to the store, she'll be like, "I'm going to call the goddamn Texaco."
Yeah, I'm going to call that girl up at the Texaco.
Well, I'm calling her over. Come on.
But don't you do that.
That sounds funny. There was one old head, man. He told me, he said, 5 years ago, that girl, he said, any man in this town or around would have killed to take that girl home and put her in the bed. He said, now, I don't know too many men around here that would let that woman sit on the porch with his dog.
He's like, nope. Me sitting here.
That's fucking funny as shit.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
Shit. That's fucked up.
It was like, no, you ain't sitting out there with him.
No.
Go on, get.
I don't even want you around my dog.
Nope.
Mm.
My dog is flea free.
I didn't know Reform had gotten wild like that, dude.
Dude, that's...
Doesn't she live in the park?
Yeah, she sleeps in the park.
She had 8 people round up for softball the other, last week.
Best thing I could figure it was all in her head.
Ready to play, you never know,
play some softball.
Very cool. I hate to be hateful, but that's very funny.
Hateful. No, man, people suck. Meth-heads especially.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're like the worst. Because I don't know. I do know. You don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. You're right. I've known meth heads before there were meth heads, and I was like, eh, pretty cool people. And they're like, cool. Well, damn. Damn. That damn, did that.
Fried them right
that
up.
That did you, didn't it? That did you in. Oh, well.
Yeah, you stop doing the drugs and let them start doing you.
For real. Yeah.
That's. I have no idea how she hadn't been taken down the road, you know?
Well, they don't. I mean, she's probably harmless, really.
Well, that's the thing, is they say about 2 years ago there was a body that went missing, allegedly, and that they had three people, suspects, and she may or may not have been one, but what they had done was they split that boy's guts, ate blood out of his stomach, and many people believe that she probably was the one that had done it, allegedly.
Nah, we'll go ahead and say she did it. Let's go ahead.
And I'm telling you, like, that's the kind of vibe that, like, right when she walks in the store, you just kind of feel like you get it.
I'm a little uneasy.
Uneasy.
like she might have a blade on her again.
Or just, like, you just, like, you know how some people can just change the entire atmosphere of a room?
Yeah.
With their presence? She has that, and it's in, like, just the darkest way.
I mean, she asked me if I'd take her as her sister. Come on, man. That's pretty friendly.
That's pretty sweet.
Pretty friendly. But then when she was like, when I said yes, and she was like, well, I've already got a brother. Thank you. I was like, well, fuck you then.
Yeah, why are you going to come to me with that? Why are you going to pose that question and then back off?
Yeah, then you're like, you know what? I've already got a brother.
And lo and behold, okay. If it wasn't like the first time I had met her and I didn't remember it, but... It was her and a dude. He asked for something. I was standing behind the counter. I said, man, what you see is what you get. And then he's like, you got to eat this? And I said, sir,
what you see is what I got. I ain't hiding nothing from you.
And I thought Trey was going to fall out of the floor from laughing. I said, I better walk outside.
Yeah, I better get out of here. Yeah. You got any of this? Nah.
He said he was practically yelling. I was like, I wasn't trying to yell. I was just maybe he didn't hear me the first time, but it kind of made it funny to me.
Told him. Told him once.
What you see is what there is.
Bitch gonna have two black eyes. I done told you once, bitch.
I done told you one time.
Like, all right.
You go in there and ask him if he's got it. I bet he's got it in there.
But, like, first time Josh had a run-in, and Josh was the first one to have a run-in with him. He texts me, like, right after she had left the building. He's like, I just got the weirdest, wildest, nastiest kind of bad feeling about this chick. I was like, well, we'll just keep her eye out.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, you don't really have to keep your eyes too wide open.
She'll pop up?
No, she'll pop right up. But
you might need to get in them guts before she gets in yours.
Wow.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the old head.
No, watch out.
You don't want her hanging out with your dog? Oh, you don't want her hanging out with Cole's dog?
It was like, she can't even pet the damn shop kitties.
Yeah.
Like, no.
That would be my impression. I don't need that kind of trouble.
Think about it, though. It'd be a hell of a story to tell.
It already is a story to tell. I could write a whole season of... I could probably write 20 sketches just from the things that she's come in to say.
Characters. All over everybody.
So does she drink it all? Does she have money to buy alcohol?
Every now and then. It just depends. Like if
usually some she poor gets somebody fella, else to come in and get it. Yeah,
yeah, some poor fella at a gas station. She tricks.
Is she hot enough to, like, scheme some money, or is it, like... She,
for some old people, probably older guys, you know, like, probably. Like, older, they're probably like, yeah, oh, she's still, come on home with me.
She still kind of got a decent figure, but meth mouth.
Oh, yeah.
But
It happens.
Yeah. That's a sad story too, man. Probably horrific.
Yeah, I mean, really.
I hate to make light of it, but like, hell, let it be a fucking warning to you. You know, don't go down that fucking path.
Well, the thing about it is, when you get on that path, you made that choice. I don't feel sorry for none of them. Yeah. None of them. You did it. I did it. I got done with it.
Yeah, you did clean yourself up.
Things happen. I mean, some people can't pull out of that hole.
Yeah.
It's just how it is. Some people can't do it.
Because you're so fucking lost.
Yeah.
You're lost.
Yep.
You don't even know what's going on around you. You're just like... Especially if you get into the psychosis side of it. Mm-mm. You don't even know who's real.
Yep.
Or what you're hearing them say to you is real.
I got you. I used to have people bring in phones all the time and saying there was people in their phones. I get it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is it? Yeah, they bring it in like all cleared out. They done it and cleared it out. And I'm like, what do you want me to do with this? You factory reset it. There's nothing else I can do. He's like, no, there's people in it. There's people talking to me through that phone. I'm like, what? I mean, multiple people have done that to me. And I was like, and it got to the point where I was like, is there really some damn shit going on where people are getting in people's phones and talking to them? Like, yeah, you know, they're messaging them and shit and taking control. I'm like, I don't know. I said, but there's a lot of people coming in and saying that shit. So, and 9 times out of 10, they were all meth.
They look kind of methy.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were definitely worse.
Man, this phone, you guys should take it back.
But I had one guy like come in and did it and brought him his phone, handed it to him. It was cleared out and everything, and he was wiping it on his leg, like getting the screen clean and stuff, and saying all that kind of stuff. He literally took this arm and reached over and scratched this damn shoulder. I was like, "Damn, dude, you, yeah, you own it, you own it." I was like, okay, yeah, he was, yeah, that was. I had some run-ins with that back in the day.
But yeah, I mean, that's tough shit to see shit like that.
It is.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's always wild to me to see like those like zombified movies of those people just out on the street tripping on fentanyl,
the fentanyl
just hanging on a prayer. Yeah, honestly, literally.
I watched two people on the fentanyl shuffle, and she was trying to pump gas in the car, and she was. Leaned up, face on the car,
just gone. Yeah, I seen some people trying to stand up. They all kind of damn spread and just holding themselves.
How does that even feel?
It must feel
fucking great.
Yeah. It must be the best.
I don't want to try it though because I already have bad enough balance. If I start leaning, I'll just fall over and just lay there.
Yeah, that'd be the kind of thing I need to go ahead and just lay down for.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and
apparently, you get
down.
Super strength in your calf muscles or something.
Yeah.
You hold yourself up.
Yeah, he's leaning. Leaning.
Using my toenail and my heel.
And it can even change pose.
That was cool about Memphis. You would see the fucking fentanyl shuffle all over the place, dude. That shit was bad up there. Sure. At least it's not that bad here.
You say that.
Well, you don't see people fucking on the street fucking laid out here.
Yeah.
That's everywhere else, dude. There's people fucking finnied out just like
out.
Just out in public.
They just think it's a dead body, but they just don't want that finny.
Got that finny pat. Here's 4 hands. Bitch.
That might have been that dead body. That was what they found.
Damn.
That wasn't really dead. It was doing the Dougie.
I don't know that story.
I remember. You remember when I was like, they found a dead body. He was like, what was it doing? Laying there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, speaking of dead bodies, Dexter.
Oh.
New season of fucking Dexter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm jealous. I haven't got to see any of it.
2 episodes is all there is, and they are good as fuck.
I'm like, that's like one of the one shows that I'm like, it's like, if you could bring any show back, what would it be? I was like, Dexter. That's the one. It's back, and I can't watch it.
The two episodes were so good, it makes me want to go and start the whole season over again.
I started from the beginning.
I'm on like season four now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you're still in the good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he ain't even gotten to like eight yet.
eight it kind of,
How long is this?
Oh, it's
13 seasons, I think.
Counting the new one that just started.
Well, I was a third of the way there.
but it's fucking working all the way through.
You got to put in the origin, and you got to put in new blood. Yeah. So you got probably 30 episodes to watch.
It's worth it. Every bit
I'll watch every one of them. Every one of them over again.
Dexter's my favorite on top show.
Michael C. Hall is a great, like, drama, mystery, thriller actor.
He definitely is. Now, I have seen something where it's funny, where if you take the dialogue in his head, you know, through the show, you take it out of the show, it's just fucking ridiculous, because he's just sitting there staring, and there's nothing happening, you know, because that's where he's talking in his head. He's like, kind of staring, just kind of, over here. It's like you take that, they take that commentary out, and it's like, this show is like,
that's weird. Yeah. This show's really fucking weird.
Why is he so weird?
It's just this dude standing there, just staring off into the distance, and then he kills this rapist.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But it's definitely my favorite.
And I knew if I didn't act now, it would be my demise.
I do have to have one spoiler. Uh-oh. They bring back Gates.
Gates!
Surprise, motherfucker!
Hell yeah.
And that's the first fucking thing he says.
You mean Dokes.
Dokes, that's right.
He must look like a damn shit or a burn victim.
No, he was normal. He was normal.
It's a flashback.
It's while Dexter's in the coma.
Oh, okay. It's a hallucination.
Yes, yeah, hallucination. He comes out and he's like, Dexter wakes up from the coma and he's like, surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
You creepy motherfucker.
You thought you could end me.
He's definitely. I think he made it and was not in it, but like one season.
It's like a season and a half.
Season and a half, yeah. He made it to the second season. That's right.
He ain't going to be in season three.
Dokes. That's
my
right.
favorite part of the
Sergeant
series.
Dokes.
Surprise! Extra fries!
Large size.
He's almost got a better motherfucker than Samuel L. Jackson.
almost. Not quite. We watched Pulp Fiction in the store last night.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking great,
man. It was
great.
It really was. It really, really was.
There's so many scenes in it that I forgot. I was glad I got to rewatch it. Like, I forgot all about, like, when it starts amping up to where, you know, he hits the guy with the car. Bruce Willis's character hits the black guy with the car.
That's, from the time the car hit to the Kadana blade breaks out, that's a whole thing.
I always wanted to do the fucking... Never mind. Better not bring that one out of the pocket.
Now I'm curious, John. You could go many different directions with that. I was thinking a gimp in there.
There's this thing called the Travolta, man. I've been wanting to do it.
The Travolta?
Yeah.
Okay. This is where you take your face off and put it on somebody else's face?
Two lines of coke, one line of ketamine.
Okay.
Would you boil it down and put it in your blood?
No.
Wow.
They say that's like the John Travolta. Because everything's happening, it's exciting.
Get Saturday Night Fever and everything. Yeah. Just going nuts.
Yeah, no, that's the big thing, man. I've always been interested in it. And Pulp Fiction made me think about it.
Okay. It does have that scene.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yep. By the time Uma Thurman gets introduced.
Never mind, I'm not going to spoil that one.
Uma Thurman?
Yeah. There is a spoiler about it, but I'm not
going to
do
it. Are we going back to Dexter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoil the shit out of it.
Is Uma in it?
Uma's in it.
Oh, Uma's in it.
And she's a killer.
Oh, is she the killer? Okay. We don't
know. Not going to spoil it all the way.
Not going to do that. You know, he's had some kind of side jobs. It was kind of like, whoop. doing that real quick, you know. Not the main course. So, okay.
I was sitting there and I'm like, holy shit, that's Uma Thurman. And they were playing Red Right Hand, I think.
Red Right Hand.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm like, are they about to do a collab episode with Quentin Tarantino?
Hey.
That would be fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it might suck.
Yeah.
Might be like Dawn of the Dead 2.
Dawn of the Dead 2.
Yeah. You ever seen that one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a real stinker. Quentin Tarantino had nothing to do with it.
No.
He had it. Well, he helped write the first one. Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, well, what's the name of that movie where they're fucking vampires?
Oh, you're talking about Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn.
Dawn of the Dead. I was like, okay.
And from Dusk Till Dawn too.
Okay, well, now that we're on a different track here.
Yeah. Now that we're actually where we're supposed to be.
Y'all ever watched the Dusk Till Dawn like series? They made a series.
Yeah, I watched it too.
I liked it. It was good. Okay. It had Wilmer Vanderfall. From Ed Fez, he was in it. I was like, what the
Wilmer Valor?
Yeah, can you say his damn last name?
Verder.
But yeah, it was good. It was basically the movie just drawn out over a season. Yeah. That's all it was. Yeah. It was just different actors and stuff.
They let Quentin write himself back in to suck tequila off of.
Well, damn right.
Chick's feet.
A chick, not just a chick. The chick.
Salma Hayek.
The one, the only, hottest MILF in the world, probably.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, so. To be quite honest, she's right up there. So.
He turned Sydney Sweeney down, but you know, you would get a Quentin Tarantino film if you chose her.
You would.
Yeah. How's her soap doing?
I'm sure sold it's doing out. Great.
It sold out like within minutes.
Well, yeah. What's it reselling for?
I don't know. I looked up in a while. Last time it was like $700.
The resale comes with a hole baked through the middle of it.
Yeah. You get it holy. You get some used.
Lightly used.
Lightly used. Lightly used, yes. Yeah.
That's where we are.
Yeah, it happens, so. It's a slippery slope, but we're all there.
It went from smelly socks to bath water.
Yeah.
Anything else to do?
No.
I think that might
meeting be adjourned.
Billy Strings is playing at the Orion in October.
Orion? Oh, yeah. That'll be a good one.
Fish is playing at the Coca-Cola Amphitheater in August.
Mm, fish and chips.
All out of work, what else can I prove? Nothing to gain, nothing to lose.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.